Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for dialing in to No Days Off Kingdom Gospel Radio. This is our Friday night intercessory prayer, and I just want to thank everybody for coming on to help us lift up prayer and to intercede on tonight. And I just want our minds to be on the kingdom, on prayer. But I always like to enter in with some worship just so that you guys' mind can be on him. How about that? You know, you may have been going through some things today, going through some things this week. But I want you to know that God's hand is on you. Be right back. I have to get my playlist in order. I got a couple of my songs mislabeled. So we're going to pray Hezekiah Walker, How Much You Can Bear.
Turn around and tell somebody, say, neighbor, Jesus knows how much you can bear. Come on, tell somebody else beside you, say, neighbor, whatever you're going through. Oh, come on, say it like you really mean it. Say, neighbor, whatever you're going through, this morning, Jesus knows how much you can bear. Clap your hands, everybody. Here we go. Come on.
Lord,
Well, hallelujah. Someone need to know on tonight that God will give you no more than what you can bear. I know it seems to be overwhelming sometimes, but that's why we pray. That's why we go to the Father, because our strength shall come from the Lord. And we have our pastor, Todd Clasier, on. We brought her on, and she's on the line. Actually, say hello to the people, Pastor Todd Clasier. That's my prayer partner right
hello.
There. Yes, that's my prayer partner. So we're going to do things a little different. We're going to switch some things around for this prayer. Usually Pastor Todd Clasier open us up in prayer, and then I have her at the end, you know, kind of close us out as well. So I'm thinking that we're just going to have Pastor Todd Clasier close us out at the end of the show, and I'm going to start the show, start the prayer. I won't call it a show because it's sure enough is not a show. This is prayer. How this is spirit led on tonight. And so we're just going to do as God has ordered us to do. Hallelujah. And we're going to be led by the Spirit on tonight. Because we know that prayer works, prayer is powerful. And we know where two or three is gathered in his name, for he is in the midst. We do know that when two come in agreement with prayer, that it shall come to pass. God will grant that prayer. And so we thank God for the power of prayer. We thank God for intercession. Hallelujah, on tonight. We're going to be interceding for you, you know, for your loved ones, for our loved ones, you know, this, whatever the Spirit leads us to pray, because the Spirit is all knowing. The Spirit knows exactly what needs to be prayed for, who needs to be prayed for. He knows who's going to be listening, you know, on this broadcast. He knows exactly what you need, because he's an all-knowing God. And so, Lord, we just thank you for being in the midst and being on this broadcast, and that people may be saved and delivered. I just want to share a little testimony before we get in. I don't think it's not a testimony, but it's an eye-opener for us, and to let us know why we need to pray and why we need to stay in the presence of God. So I was in a restaurant, and this lady came in, you know, you could tell she was a little mentally disturbed, you know, a little slow, some things going on mentally with her. And I don't want to get into the whole story, it's kind of long. Something took place prior to that. But as I walked past the lady to leave the place, and I didn't have any interactions with her, but she was interacting with someone else. And I wasn't saying too much of anything, but in my mind, I was just praying, you know, silently, because I recognized the demonic stronghold that was on the lady by how she was talking and acting and some of the things that she was saying. So I'm over there in the corner just waiting. And next thing I know, I passed the lady, and the lady stopped me, and the lady said, "Can you please pray for me?" So at that point, I'm like kind of stuck, because I'm wondering why, out of all the people in there, she stopped me and asked me to pray. And these spirits, they recognize, they know exactly what is going on. So, but at the time, I was really like, oh, okay. So before I prayed for her, she began to tell me why she wanted me to pray for her. And she said that she had 14 different illness within her body, and she said, "Can you please pray that I live and not die?" And I'm just listening. I'm still kind of stuck. What was going on and what was happening, and what the things that she was saying. And then she began to talk about her son that was in jail for murder, and you know, started getting really going left. This is when the spirit began to manifest, you know, in her. I knew I was dealing with a spirit. At the same time, I know that God was in the midst. So I said, oh, yes, I definitely will pray for you. And I began to pray for her that she shall live and not die. But I also begin to rebuke that spirit that was in her and that was also speaking in her. And we have to be, you know, very careful. And everybody in there, they was, you know, they was looking. They was like nodding, like, yeah, you know, as I was praying. And it had to be at least about 15 people in this spot as I'm praying for the lady. And the lady said, well, you do know the word. And see, demons know. That's I'm telling you this for a reason. Demons know. They can identify. You hear me? They can identify, and they're out there, and they're real. And they're inside of people. And God have called us to go out into the world and to cast out demons and to deal with the demonic. And so tonight we want to deal with the demonic. We want to deal, we want to pray and lift people up on tonight that are demon-possessed, demonically. See, they can't see the spirits, and they don't know what's going on. They think it's depression. They think it's, you know, they're suicidal, but it's really a spirit. So these are the things that we want to snatch in prayer, because you never know what somebody is going through in the inside. You never know what spirit and demon is tormenting them, and it's people that want to be set free. And I believe this lady wanted to be set free from these demons. I believe in my heart, and God wants us to go out, and but we have to identify them. We can't speak to them and, you know, play games, but not with the demonic. It's no, you go and you pray and you be led by the Holy Ghost. I'm going to be led by the Holy Ghost before you mess with me. We're going to get into prayer. I just wanted to share that with you because I'm feeling led on tonight to lift people up that is being oppressed by demonic forces on tonight. So, God, we pray for your Holy Spirit to come and your Holy Spirit to fall even right now in the mighty name of Jesus. For you know exactly what we need. You know exactly the spirits that is attacking your people and attacking the minds of your people and attacking your church and causing leadership to fall and to crumble and to stray away from the things of God. Lord, I'm asking you on tonight to strengthen the body of Christ on tonight, to deliver them from demonic influences, oh Father God. Deliver the people from demonic possessions, hallelujah. Unclean in the name of Jesus. Lord, fill them with your spirit, God, because you said that you're going to pour out your spirit, hallelujah, on all flesh, on all mankind, God. Lord, freedom, oh God, send them, hallelujah, help. Send them the help that they need, oh God. Touch their mind right now, oh God. Fix their brokenness right now, oh God. Touch their heart right now, oh God. Cover them in the blood right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah, when we call on the name of Jesus, demons have to flee and sickness and disease have to dry up in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're speaking right now against every spirit that is oppressing the people right now and holding them into bondage right now, oh God. Set them free in the name of Jesus. Loose them right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up every unclean spirit right now that's not like God, and we demand you to loose the people right now in this capital region. Loose the people, whoever's listening right now, whatever spirit that have attached to them, oh God. Lord, you right now, loose them right now in the name of Jesus. You free them right now. Let the shackles and the chains fall right now in the midst of prayer right now. For we know, oh God, that you are able to do the impossible. We know, oh God, that you have given us power over every power of the enemy on tonight. And we come treading on serpents and scorpions in the mighty name of Jesus. And by no means shall anything harm us, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the hedge of protection right now that you are putting around us, oh God, around our homes, around our children right now, around our finances, around our everything, hallelujah, that is attached to us, oh God. Lord, the ministry that is in our belly, oh Father God, continue to cover it right now, oh God, that we may pursue pursue it, oh God, whatever ministry, whatever calling that is on our life, oh God, anoint us for what you called us to do, oh God. Put the word in our mouth, oh Father God, when we come across individuals that need prayer, oh God, that we would pray according to the Spirit in the name of Jesus, that we would know exactly what to pray, oh God, that we would have discernment, hallelujah, of spirits, hallelujah, that when we see and we hear them speak, we know that it is a spirit, and we know that it is not the man, oh God. Lord, teach us your ways, oh God. Pour your wisdom into us, oh God. Lord, you do it, oh Father God. We cannot do it without you. We can't do it without your spirit, oh God. Purify us, oh Father God. Anoint us, oh Father God. Lord, you do it, oh Father God, because we are not God, hallelujah, even though some men think that they're God, and some men are being worshipped as God. Lord, open up their eyes right now in the name of Jesus, that they may be saved and set free right now. Humble us, oh God. Keep us meek right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you, God. Open up the blind eyes that they may see, oh God. Open up deaf ears that they may hear, oh God. Lord, raise the dead right now, oh God, that they may be alive in the spirit, oh Father God, that they may live, oh God, that they may reign with you one day, oh Father God. Lord, we want to be with you, oh God. That is our agenda, oh God, that we be connected to you, oh God, that we be saved, hallelujah, from the hellfire on tonight. God, put the preach word in our mouth, oh God, that we may go out and witness, oh Father God, and preach the gospel, oh God, that souls may turn, oh God, and they may repent, oh God, that they may be set free from Satan and the deception right now in this world, oh Father God. We bind up deception right now in their mind in the name of Jesus. Let this mind be in us that is also in Christ Jesus on tonight. We come against false doctrine and false teaching right now in the mighty name of Jesus. It will not plant seeds in their spirit right now, oh God, but we uproot everything that's not like God, every word that was speaking that was not like you in the name of Jesus, that was not from you. We bind up the mouth of the false prophet right now that is leading your people astray, oh God. Lord, cover us. Let us be armored up, oh God, that we may stand, oh God, in the times that the enemy come up against us, oh Father God, that we may know exactly what to say and exactly what to do, oh God, that we'll be strong, oh Father God, and courageous, oh Father God, that we may not faint, hallelujah, and on the battlefield, oh God, that we'll be strengthened, oh God, that you would give us strategic instructions, oh Father God, on the battlefield, oh God, that we'll use wisdom on the battlefield, oh Father God, that we'll use our weapons that you've given us, our spiritual weapons, oh God, that we will not enter into battle in our flesh, oh God, in our emotions, oh Father God, but we'll enter in the spirit, oh God, because you said not by power and not by might, but by your spirit. It is by your Holy Spirit that we will win battles. It's by your Holy Spirit that we will defeat Satan and destroy Satan. It's your Holy Spirit in the fire right now that is inside of us that would defeat him right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for the fire that is in our belly right now, oh God. Stir it up right now. In the name of Jesus, pour into us like never before, oh God. Lord, you do it right now, oh God. Lord, you protect us right now from any backlash in spirit right now. Protect our children right now from backlash in spirits. In the name of Jesus, protect us from retaliation right now. In the name of Jesus, oppression spirits right now. God, you do it right now. Lord, every monitoring spirit right now that's coming to peak right now and monitor our life, we bind it up. We close the door to it right now. In the name of Jesus, it will not monitor us. It will not peek into our life. We give it no access in the name of Jesus. We close every door that is open right now to the demonic realm, to Satan right now. We covered in the blood. Our kids are covered. Our spouse is covered. Our family and friends is covered in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift them up to you right now. Every woman that is in a domestic violence situation right now, oh God. Lord, you free them right now. You give them a way of an escape right now. Everyone that's in a homeless situation right now, oh God. Lord, you give them shelter right now. You provide because you're Jehovah Jireh or a provider on today, oh God. Lord, you do it right now. Everyone that is struggling with addiction right now, oh God, Lord, you free them right now and from every addiction that is attacking them, every spiritual stronghold right now, oh God, over their life, oh God. You free them from the addiction right now in the name of Jesus. Everyone is struggling with mental illness on today, oh God. Touch their mind right now. Everyone is crying out to you, oh God. Answer their cry, oh God, for you said you hear them, oh God. You hear their cry and you answer them, oh God. Lord, we thank you for answering prayers on today, oh God. We thank you for feeding the hungry on today, oh God, that it'd be more than enough, oh God. Send them the help right now, oh God. Send the oppressed help right now. Those that are helpless, oh God, send them help right now. Send them a voice right now. Send them a helping hand right now. Send your army of angels right now to fight on their very behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. For if the battle is too much for them, oh God, send them help, oh God. Send them reinforcements right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, protect us right now for what is about to come in this country right now, oh God. The famine, oh God, and the poverty, oh Father God, cover us. Let us have more than enough, oh God. Let us be in the land of plenty right now. Let us have fruitful land right now. Prosperous land right now in the name of Jesus, that we may store up, Father God, in the time of trouble, oh Father God, that we'll want for nothing, oh Father God, and that we'll be able to help others, oh Father God, that we won't be selfish, oh Father God, and store up for our own homes, oh Father God, and our own families, oh Father God, but we'll think about others, oh Father God. We'll think about the ones that is less fortunate, oh Father God. Lord, turn our hearts right now, oh God, that we may not be selfish, oh Father God, but we'll be generous, oh Father God, to those that are in need, oh Father God, that we won't ball our fists up, oh Father God, but we loose our hands right now, oh Father God, to give freely as you give us, oh Father God, as you pour into us and you bless us, oh Father God, that we be a blessers in the midst of men, oh Father God, that we may bless them, oh Father God, that we may be a help, oh God, in this community, oh Father God, in this world, oh Father God. Lord, spread this gospel right now, oh God, to the four corners of the earth, oh Father God. Lord, you do it, oh God, that no man will be lost, oh Father God. They'll know you. They'll have salvation offered to them, oh God. They'll have healing offered to them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. No one shall be lost, oh Father God, on our watch. No one shall be destroyed on a watch, oh Father God, but you will protect them, oh Father God. You will fight our battles, oh Father God. You will scatter the enemies, oh Father God. You will deal with the wicked, oh Father God, that raise up against us, oh Father God. You will protect our church, oh Father God. You will sustain our church and our family, oh Father God. You will sustain us. You will strengthen us, oh Father God, when we get weak, oh Father God. You will restore the virtue that is in our body, oh Father God. You will do it right now in the midst of prayer, oh God. You will do it where we're weak, oh Father God, and we're tired and we're drained, oh God. You are pouring to us, oh Father God, and we'll keep on going and we won't give up no matter what happened, no matter what trouble, no matter what tribulation that is coming our way, oh God. We'll stand fast, oh Father God. We'll stand still, oh Father God, and we'll wait on the salvation of the Lord, oh God. We won't be discouraged, oh Father God, and well doing, oh Father God. We won't give up, oh Father God, just because it get dark sometime, oh Father God. But we know that you are our light, oh God, and you will bring us out, oh Father God, of the pit every time, oh God. Even when we fall, oh God, you will help us back up again, oh God. You will restore us, oh Father God. Restore the church right now. Restore your people that have been, that have fell, oh Father God. Lord, you do it. Every backslider, oh God, talk to their heart, oh God. Everyone that know you, oh God, talk to them on tonight, oh God. Lord, that they may be saved. They'll turn back to you, oh God. They'll turn back to your ways, oh God. That they'll turn back to your statutes, oh God. Lord, bring the old church back, oh God, when the Holy Ghost was there, oh Father God, when you filled the house, oh God, when worship was real, oh God, when we worshiped in spirit and in truth, oh God. Lord, bring it back, oh God. Lord, do it, oh Father God. Touch the people, oh God, that they may have a true encounter with you, oh God, a true experience with you, oh God. Lord, we can't live without you, for you are life, oh God. You are breath, oh Father God, that we breathe every day, oh God. You are the reason that we wake up every morning, oh Father God. We thank you, oh God, that when we lay down that we can have sweet sleep, in the name of Jesus. And we bind up every tormenting spirit right now that is tormenting our children right now, tormenting our mind right right now that's keeping them, that they can't even focus in school, oh God. They can't focus, but we come against Satan right now in the minds of our children right now. We come against the internet and social media right now that is feeding the minds of our children right now in the name of Jesus. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that's coming through the television in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that they're picking up in the school in the name of Jesus from their friends, oh God, put a hedge of protection around them that the spirit won't attach itself. The seed won't be planted, oh God. From the music that they listen to, oh God. Lord, we bind up every spirit that's being released right now in the church right now through demonic music right now, through demonic worship right now. We come against the strange fire right now and false glory in the name of Jesus. It will not work. It shall be exposed right now in the name of Jesus. For God, you are more powerful. Your spirit is more powerful, oh God, and nothing can come against you, oh God. Nothing can come against your spirit, oh God. Nothing can come against your army, oh God. Lord, send your army right now, oh God, to fight right now. Lord, and as we intercede, oh God, on behalf of the people, oh God, those that need you, oh God, those that don't know you, oh God, Lord, send a messenger to them, oh God. Send a witness to them right now on their hospital bed, oh God, when they're on life support right now. Give them another chance right now, God, that they may be saved, that they may know you, that they won't die without giving their heart to you, oh God, without confessing their sins to you, oh God, without asking for forgiveness of sins, oh God, that they won't be lost, oh God, but you will show your mercy right now, even on their deathbed, oh God. Because you are merciful, God, oh God. You're merciful, oh God. Lord, you do it. You touch them right now. I'm on the street corners right now, oh God. Touch your babies, oh God. Touch your teenagers right now, oh God, that they're violent, oh Father God. Calm their spirit right now. Heal their inner man right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you do it, oh God. You go into the group homes right now. You go into the prisons right now, oh God, and wrap your arms around every young man and every young woman right now. Oh God, we lift our mothers up to you, oh God, that you may strengthen them even right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, turn the father's heart back to the children in the name of Jesus. Put them in their rightful place, and we come and we bind up the assignment over our men and over our women and over our families right now, God. Restore our families, oh God. Renew our minds, oh God. Put the right spirit in us, oh Father God. Take the stony heart away right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. The brokenness, oh Father God, you make us whole, oh God. Every fragmented spirit, oh Father God, Lord, you put it together, oh God. You put it together, oh God. You give them a new spirit on today, oh God, that they'll never be the same again, oh God. Give them joy, oh God. Give them peace right now, oh God, where they have sorrow right now, oh God, where they're angry, oh Father God. Give them some joy right now, oh God. Give them something to smile about, oh God, where they feel like giving up, oh God, and throwing in the towel, oh God. Give them hope right now, God. Lord, we pray for hope for the nations, oh, Father God, where things are dark and all we hear about is war and famine, oh, Father God, and sickness and disease, oh, God. Give us hope, oh, God, that things is going to be okay, oh, God. You're going to bring us out and you're going to cover us, oh, Father God. Lord, let us stand on your word, oh, God, and every promise of your word, oh, God, that we walk by faith and not by sight, oh God. We stand on your word, oh God. We believe in your word, oh God, that every word in the book is going to come to pass, oh God. You're going to fulfill your promise in our life, oh God. You're going to do exactly what you said, exactly what you prophesied, oh God, exactly what you gave us in dreams, oh Father God, and in our visions, oh Father God. It shall manifest in the name of Jesus. Our children will be everything that you said that they shall be, oh God, what you predestined them to be, oh God. God, what you have ordered them to be, oh God, you're going to do it, oh Father God. You're going to God from harm's way, oh God. You're going to destroy the plan of Satan against their very life, oh God. Pour your spirit into them right now, even as children, that they may be filled with the Holy Ghost fire right now. Set the kids on fire right now. Set them free right now, oh God. Lord, you do it, oh God. Go into the households right now, oh God, where the children are by themselves, oh Father God, and send them for themselves, oh Father God. Lord, you do it, oh Father God. Lord, help them right now, oh God. Help them right now, for you see it, oh Father God. You see them sitting in the dark, oh Father God. You see them You see them sitting in depression right now. Oh, Father God, loose them right now in the name of Jesus. For we know that you're a mighty God and there's nothing that you cannot do, oh God. You're going to do it on tonight, oh God. You're going to free them on tonight, oh God. You're going to deliver the people on tonight, oh God. Everyone that's on the corner, sleeping in the bushes, sleeping under the bridge, sleeping in storefronts, oh God. Lord, you're going to deliver them, oh Father God. Send the resources right now, oh Father God. Send the help right now, oh Father God. Everyone, oh Father God, that is sick in the mind, oh Father God, because of things that they've been through, oh Father God, through their life, oh Father God, just because life had hit them, oh God, and now they're not mentally sane, oh Father God. Lord, restore their mind, oh God. Heal them, oh Father God, from their past, oh Father God. For you said that we are a new creature, oh God. Make them a new creature, oh God. Make them renewed, oh God. Renewed mind, oh God. New spirit, oh God. Give them the right heart, oh God. Lord, you do it right now. Restoration right now to them, oh God. Lord, you pour it out. Lord, you do it, oh God. Lord, you do it on today, God. And we'll give you the praise, oh God, today and forevermore, oh God. We're going to give you the praise even in advance, oh God, that you're going to do exactly what you said that you're going to do. You said that we cry out to you, oh God, that you will hear our cry, oh God. You said that you will hear our prayer on tonight, oh God, and we thank you for hearing our prayer on tonight, God. Yes, Lord, we thank you, for you're a mighty God. You're awesome, God. You're the same God that we read about in the Word. You're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, God. We thank you. You brought us out the last time, and you're going to bring us out again, God. Continue to bring them out, oh God, and let them know that you did it, oh God. Let man not get the glory, oh God, but we're going to say God did it. When they say who did it, we're going to say God did it, and we're going to give you the praise. We're going to give you the glory, oh God. Let them see you. You, oh God, let them know you, oh God, as their personal Savior, Lord. Let them have a relationship with you, God. Yes, Lord, let them be in you as you were in them, oh God. Lord, you do it right now, oh God. Bring us back to you. Turn us back to you. Turn this world back to you, oh God, for we know that it is wicked, oh Father God, but bring a separation, oh Father God. Bring the remnant together, oh Father God. Bring the leaders together that we may pray together, oh God, that we may go out into this world and do what you called us to do, oh God, to uplift the people right now, oh God, and bring salvation, oh Father God, to the lost, oh Father God, those that are in the dark, oh God, that we may pull them out of the darkness, oh Father God, into the light. Let us be a light in the dark world, oh God. Let us not put our lights under a bushel and hide it, oh Father God, but let our light shine, oh God. Let them know that we follow you, oh God. Let us be an example and a testimony of your goodness, oh Father God. Let us be who you called us to be, oh Father God, in the face of men, oh God. Let us be the same, oh Father God, when we're behind closed doors, oh Father God, when we're not in your presence, oh Father God. Lord, wherever we go, oh God, let your spirit, oh Father God, be in us, oh God. And we thank you on today, God. We thank you for not leaving us in the state that we were in, oh Father. We thank you for giving us another chance after chance after chance after chance, oh God. Lord, we thank you for, we know that Jesus is making intercession for us, oh God, but he died on the cross for us, oh God. And we thank you on today, oh God, that we're able to come boldly on tonight to the throne room, oh God. We thank you on tonight, oh God, for you will not turn away from us, oh Father God, or turn us away, oh Father God, but you have open arms on tonight, oh God. You're welcoming us, oh Father God. You're ready, hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. You're ready to do what we ask you to do on today, oh God. You will make a way out of no way, oh God. You will turn what the enemy meant for bad into good on today, God. You will touch us in the midst of this prayer, oh God. You will strengthen us and anoint us for what you called us to do in the midst of this prayer, oh God. We're treading on serpents and scorpions in the midst of this prayer. We're destroying every stronghold right now over our life and over people's lives right now that want God, that want to be delivered and want to set free, oh God. Remove every stumbling block right now, oh God. Everything that is causing them the disconnect from you, oh God. Lord, you remove it right now. You remove the mountains right now. In the name of Jesus, God, you do it. Every hindrance right now in their life, oh God, remove it right now, oh God. Lord, you do it. You lead them, oh God. Take them by their hand, oh God, and lead them, oh God, as babies, oh Father God. Lord, you do it. Lord, put us in your arms, oh Father God. We're in safety at, oh Father God. Keep us safe, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, from unseen hurt, harm, and danger, oh God. Lord, you do it, oh God. We thank you, for you are a mighty God on tonight, God. And we thank you, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost on tonight, God, as you're freely given out to your saints, oh God. As we ask for it, oh God, you should freely give the Holy Ghost, oh God. Empower your people, empower your church, oh God. Let them see and let them know who they are, oh God, that they have power over Satan, oh God, that they may not be defeated any longer, oh God, but they will tread, oh Father God, as the Bible said that they're able to, oh Father God. They will be armored up, oh Father God, that when the enemy come against them, they will fight, oh God, and they will not give up, oh Father God. They will not run, oh God. They will not flee from the battle, oh Father God. They will not, oh Father God, lay down and die, oh God, but they will live and they will fight the good fight, oh God, the good fight of faith on tonight, oh God. Lord, give them faith in you, oh God. Give them courage on tonight, oh God. Give them strength on tonight, oh God, that they are everything that you called them to be. We come against doubt and disbelief right now in their mind, oh God, that they know that they are more than enough, and God, you're going to use them, oh God, and you're going to complete the work that you started within them in the name of Jesus. Satan is the father of lies. He is a liar. We bind up every lying spirit right now, every whispering spirit right now, in the name of Jesus. It will not work. It will not plant a seed in their spirit of disbelief in the name of Jesus. They shall keep their faith. They shall keep on going. They shall know their word more and more every day as they seek your face, oh God. They shall find you, God. Give them revelation of your word, clarity of your word on tonight, oh God. Reveal the truth, oh God, to the people, oh God, that they may not be deceived, oh God, in this dark world, oh God, that they may not turn wicked, oh God, that they may not turn lovers of this world or lovers of money, oh God, but they be a lovers of you, oh God, lover of your word, lover of your spirit, lover of your kingdom, lover of healing and freedom and peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we can't do it without you. We can't love without you, oh God. Let us have the fruit of the Spirit, oh God, everywhere that we go, oh God. Let us walk, oh God. Let us have favor amongst you, oh God, and amongst men, oh God. Let us not have strife amongst our brothers and sisters, oh Father God. We come against the spirit of strife right now in the church, the spirit of division in the church right now. In the name of Jesus, we come with peace and we come with love in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, make peace with all men. We come making peace, hallelujah, with our brothers and our sisters on tonight, that we will not pray against them, but we'll pray for them, oh God, as we lift up every enemy right now, and oh God, that you touch their heart, oh God, that they may change, oh God, that their heart may change and their mind may change concerning your people, oh God, that they may not catch the wrath of God, oh, but they will repent and they will come back and they will say that they're sorry. They'd take their hands off the anointed ones. They'd take their mouth off the prophet and the teachers and the preachers and the pastors and the lay members and the ushers. They'll do it and they'll repent. They'll come, hallelujah, to a place of repentance in their heart, for real, where they'll come back and say, I'm so sorry, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you do it on today, God. Touch their mind. Lay your hands on their mind right now. Give them a heart of forgiveness right now. In the name of Jesus, we must forgive, oh God. Everybody that's struggling with unforgiveness, oh God, touch their heart right now. Oh God, free them right now from the unforgiveness that's in their heart right now, in their mind right now. In the name of Jesus, we will not take revenge, but revenge is the Lord's on tonight. It is for you to take revenge. It is for you, oh God. It is not our place, oh God, on tonight. You will fight our battles, oh God, in the midst of this prayer, oh God. You will scatter our enemies, oh God. You will destroy our enemies, oh God, but it will not be by the works of our hands on tonight, oh God, but it will be by the works of your army, oh God. It will be by the works of your angels, oh God, that will go and slay everything that is not like God, that will slay everything that's coming to destroy us and our household, oh God, that's coming to destroy your people and your children, oh Father God. We put it in your hands on tonight, oh God. We put it in the midst of prayer on tonight, oh God. We lift up every witch and every warlock in the name of Jesus that's coming against your people, coming against your church in the name of Jesus. Every curse and every spell is being broken right now. In the midst of this prayer, it will not work. In the mighty name of Jesus, for it's power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Satan hath to cease in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the power of prayer on tonight. In Jesus, Jesus' mighty name. And we pray, amen. And we're going to pass it over to Pastor Taquasia, and she's going to finish out. She's going to be the last voice that you hear. She's going to pray us out and whatever God has for her to say, she's going to say, and then she's going to wrap up prayer. But God bless. Pastor Taquasia.
Okay. Father God, we thank you for that prayer on tonight, God. We just come into agreement, oh God, with every word right now that was spoken over your people, God. We ask right now that they will open up their hearts and their minds to receive you, oh Father God. Help them right now, oh Father God, to keep their minds stayed on you, oh God. Lord, right now we're praying, oh Father God, that you would be in the midst, oh God. And Lord, right now, oh Father God, that when they be delivered, oh Father God, that they will be filled with your Holy Spirit, oh Father God, that they will welcome you in, oh Father God, and allow you to have your way, oh God, that they would allow you to move in their life, oh Father God, and Lord, that they would trust you, oh Father God, and that they would obey your voice and your word, oh Father God, and that they would keep your statutes in their heart, oh God, so that they may not sin against you, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you on tonight, oh Father God. We thank you that you are speaking, that you are moving, and that you are blessing, God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, for being a present Father in our life, oh Father God. We thank you for drawing near to us, oh God, even on this prayer line, God, that we will feel your presence, your anointing, your glory on this line, oh Father God. Lord, right now, that the people that are listening in, that they will not get off this line the same, oh Father God. We're praying right now, oh Father God, that they will hear your voice, oh Father God. Lord, we're praying right now that they would change from the inside out, oh God, that they would surrender it all to you, oh Father God, that they would give you a total yes in their spirit, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, that the fire of the Holy Ghost, oh God, is falling right now on the line and burning up everything that's not like God. We thank you right now for your consuming fire, oh Father God, that nothing can put it out, oh Father God. We thank you right now that you're strengthening your people, oh Father God, as they're listening in, oh Father God. Lord, right now, oh God, we thank you, oh Father God, for just shifting their atmosphere, oh Father God, that they will have a peace when they get off this line, oh Father God, that they will have a peace that passes all understanding, oh God, that your Holy Spirit will have stopped the chaos and the confusion right now and the racing thoughts, oh God. Lord, right now, that you would give them a sound mind on tonight, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're thanking you, oh Father God, for what you are about to do on behalf of your people, God. We thanking you that you are bringing about change, oh Father God. We thank you that you're bringing a shift in their life, oh Father God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, that they shall live and not die, oh Father God, but they're being set free and being made new, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now we're asking, oh Father God, that you would just touch them, oh Father God. Lord, touch them right now, oh Father God. Let them know that you are with them, oh God. Let them feel your presence, your anointing right now, oh Father God, so that they will know you are the one true living God and that you're able to do all things, oh God, that you're able, oh Father God, to fight this battle for them that may seem impossible, oh God, but you're a God of the impossible, and we know right now that you can turn their very situation around, oh God, and we know, oh Father God, that you can mend every broken place in them, oh Father God, that you are able to fill the voids, oh Father God, that you're able to heal them from the hurt and the pain, oh Father God, you're able to fix it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, that you are giving your people victory, oh Father God, victory over the enemy, oh God, victory over their thoughts that are not like you, oh God, victory over their emotions, oh Father God, victory over their mind right now, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh Father God, Lord, right now that you're helping the people turn their hearts, their minds, and their spirits back to you, oh Father God. We pray that the people will return back to their first works, oh God, and that they will have the fear of God in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will give you reverence, oh Father God, Lord, that they will submit themselves to the mighty hand of God. Lord, we thank you on tonight, oh Father God, that you are doing it, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you right now that you are making a way for your people, oh Father God. Lord, that you're going to cover them, oh Father God, even though that trouble is coming, that trouble has already came, God, you will cover them, you will sustain them, you will protect them, God, you will strengthen them, oh God. Lord, we just thank you right now, oh Father God, Lord, that the Holy Ghost will lead them and guide them, oh Father God, when they don't know what to do or which way to go, God, but the Holy Ghost is all knowing, God, so we just pray on tonight that your people will be filled, God, that they will be filled so that they may hear your voice, your words, so that they may move by the unction of the Holy Ghost. And that the Holy Ghost will be a helper, oh God, that it will help them in their time of need, oh God. So we thank you right now, oh Father God, that you are touching each and every last one of us, oh God, that you're giving us strength to keep going, oh God, giving us strength to persevere and not give up and to continue to press towards the mark of the high calling. We thank you right now, oh Father God, that we will not be moved, oh God. We will be grounded and rooted in your word, oh Father God, that we will have hind feet, oh Father God, that we will not be tossed to and fro with every wind and every doctrine, God, Lord, but we will stand on your word and stand on your promises on tonight, oh Father God. We trust, oh Father God, that you're going to come through for us, oh God, for you are not a man that you shall lie, and you said, oh Father God, as long as we pray according to your will, that it shall be done in the mighty name of Jesus. So we know, oh Father God, on tonight that you're going to do it, oh God. We know that it's going to come to pass, oh Father God, in due season. We know right now, oh Father God, that all our needs will be met, oh Father God, that you will supply. For you said you never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread. You're going to provide everything that we need, and we shall not lack in this season, oh Father God. Lord, we're pleading the blood, coming against every devouring spirit, oh God, every poverty and lack, oh Father God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. You are a keeper, oh Father God. You are a provider, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever we need, oh God, you will give it to us, whether it be peace, whether it be joy, whether it be health, oh Father God, or wealth, God, you are able in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you said you would meet the people's needs. You said you would provide for them, oh God, that you would bless them, oh God. You said not to worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will work itself out. Help your people, deliver them from the stress and the worry. Right now in the name of Jesus, let the peace of God be with them. Lord, we just thank you on tonight, oh Father God. We give you the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And I just want to thank you guys for tuning in on tonight. And just know that as Pastor spoke about, you know, them demons that she was dealing with that manifested, know that demons are real. You know, and they come to disrupt and disturb your life. They come to wreak havoc. There's nothing good coming from demons. So that is something that we really got to take serious, and we really have to be able to identify it, you know, when we see it. And we need to be able to understand that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. You know, we're wrestling against these unclean spirits that are operating in the spirit realm but manifesting in the natural. So you have to know that, and you have to be able to identify it and not get upset and not lash out and not try to fight in your flesh and come up against it and go off and fight physically with your fist. But you have to deal with it in the spirit, because that's what it's coming to do, to oppress or possess. Then neither one of those are good. You know, some people think, oh, if it's not possession, then, oh, you know, it's not that bad. No, oppression can be just as bad, because oppression is them still being in your atmosphere and still having access to you. The point of us being believers is to be covered, in the blood, so that they have no access in our life, in our atmosphere, nowhere around us, that we will not give them permission to come in. That's why we do this. That's why we're praying. That's why we're backing up the hands of the enemy. That's why we're binding them up. We're not allowing them to have its way. We're not allowing them to come in our atmosphere and frustrate us and, you know, come and do whatever they want, because we control our atmospheres no matter where we are. Like Pastor said, she was in a restaurant. Now, that ain't her restaurant, but when she go in there with the power of God and them spirits manifested and she come and ask her prayer, guess what's going to happen? She will do what the Spirit of God tell her to do no matter what, because that's how it goes. And then you have power over them, and it doesn't matter the time, the place, doesn't matter. It has to be dealt with. As long as God give you the unction to do so, it has to be dealt with. You can't just allow them to keep going. You can't just keep allowing those kids to have nightmares. You can't just keep allowing yourself to be tormented. You know, those things have to be stopped. We can't look at it, oh, this is normal. You know, I've been going through it for years. It does not matter. It does not make it normal. It does not make it okay. These spirits have to be cast out. Wherever it is, it has to be casted out. You have to get your peace back. You have to get your joy back. You have to get your mind back. You know, get your children back. And these things happen by what we're doing right now, praying, and also by applying fasting and praying, because the Bible says some spirits will only come out through fasting and praying. So sometimes you may not be able to deal with that certain spirit because you need a fast, because some of these spirits are really strong and you want to build your spirit man up and you want to be able to combat that thing with the power of God. And you want to be able to hear clearly when God's telling you what to do and how to deal with these spirits when they manifest, because it's no joke. You know, it's really no joke. It's not a game. The demonic is not a game. I know we see people tapping into it, and I know we see different movies and shows and all these things, but it's real. And these things can jump even from TV screens, even through music, even through games. These things travel. So you got to always be mindful of what's going on in your ear gates and your eye gates. You have to be mindful of that. You have to be mindful of who you're hanging around, what type of lifestyle they're living, you know, what they're open up to, because then that's you allowing it in your atmosphere as well. Even though you may not be doing nothing, but if you allow that in your space, now these demons are going to come in. We can never give them access. We can never make them feel comfortable in our space. No, we're here to make every unclean spirit uncomfortable. We're here to bind them up. We're here to cast them out and not allow them to have their way. That's what we're here to do. They cannot have their way in our lives, in our homes, in our families' lives, in our ministries, none of that. We will not let them operate at all. And that's why prayer is so important. That's why it's so important to cover your families, cover your household in the blood. You know, pray for that hedge of protection all around everything that is attached to you, and plead the blood, because it's not a game. We need to be marked. We need to be covered. We need to be in the ark of safety, because that's the only way we're going to make it. That's the only way we're going to survive. in this cold world where the demonic seems to be, you know, picking up and, as the Bible say, why hell is enlarging itself every day. And that's because people are allowing, you know, these spirits to have their way to control them and then eventually possess them. And then they're operating and moving because of the unction of these demons, not the unction of the Holy Ghost, but the unction of these demons, because they're going off of what the spirits are telling them to do. They're saying what the spirits tell them to say. And then which ultimately is causing, of course, you know, people to sin. And the more they, the deeper they get into it, the Bible say the wages of sin is death. And that's the ultimate goal. Satan just wants you to go to hell with him. He don't want you to be free. He don't want your family to be free. He wants you to stay captive to these unclean spirits. But God has come that, you know, he sent Jesus so we can have liberty, so we can be free, so that we don't have to be bound. You know, that is a choice. That is the beauty of free will. If we want to be free, God will deliver us. It's not even a second guess for him. Once we say yes, once we say, Lord, deliver me, you know, where you really don't want to be like that anymore, you know, where you just tired, God will definitely come in mightily for you. But he always gives his children the option, the choice. He's not going to force you to be saved. He's not going to force you to get delivered. He's not going to force you to be healed. But he is there waiting for you to say yes. And it will make your life a whole lot better by being in his will, you know, and being in his presence and praying. Because when you're praying, we're fighting against the enemy. It don't mean the enemy not coming up against us. It means that we're fighting back. No, we're not giving you access. We're not allowing you in. We're not allowing you into our mind. We're praying. We're staying close to God. We're drawing nigh to God. This is how we're fighting back amongst with other weapons, you know, praise, worship, reading the word, fasting as well, with, you know, all our weapons. But that's definitely an important weapon, prayer. We're bringing everything to the throne of God. We're bringing it to him. We're telling him what we need help with. We're telling him what, you know, what our issues are. We're telling him, you know, that we know that he is God and that he is worthy and that he is sovereign. We're telling him all these things. We're going into a place where the enemy can't come. Prayer can take us into the holies of holies when we're in the spirit, when we're tapping in. And the enemy can't go there. The enemy can't dwell there. When you're praying in the spirit and the spirit of God is on you, the enemy is nowhere in that area. He can't be there because the fire of the Holy Ghost is there, because God is there, is dwelling there, his spirit is there. Because we're calling him, he's going to answer. And when two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. So he's there. So the enemy can't be there. So this is why, you know, it seems like we do it very often, because we want to be in God's presence, and we don't want the enemy there. We want to feel God's strength and his love. And we ultimately, after, when we're done doing this, we feel good. We feel strengthened. We don't feel overwhelmed anymore. We feel the peace of God rest on us. After prayer, we feel like a burden has been lifted off of us, because now we have given it to our Father. We have laid it down at the altar. We don't have it anymore. We let go and let God. So we can have sweet sleep on tonight because we've given it to him. No longer do we have to stress about it. No longer do we have to think about a way to make a way for the situation, because he said, I'll make a way out of no way. So it's no longer on us. You know, that heaviness is no longer ours. It is done. It is finished. We have faith. We believe and we trust, and we know that he's able So now we can have sweet sleep. We could have the peace of God on us, that peace that passes all understanding. And that is why prayer is very vital to our life. And can't nobody make me ever stop praying or doubting God, because he comes through each and every single time. And even if he don't do it yet, just the way you feel in the midst of prayer, as I just stated, just because you feel like your shoulders have been set at ease after prayer, just because you feel like your mind is no longer racing, you're not anxious, you don't have that same anxiety that you had coming into the prayer, because God was in the midst. God was even touching us, even blowing while we were on the line. And that's why I love prayer, because we can come in one way and come out another. So we just want to thank you for tuning in to NDO Gospel Network, Radio Network. I'm your host, Pastor Tyquasia Goss, and my pastor, who is just on with you guys, and we just appreciate you for listening in and going into warfare with us against the enemy. We thank you guys, and we pray you continue to tune in and continue to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, and continue to be able to experience the power of God. Because if you continue to listen to God and submit, your life will begin to change. You will begin to see things turn around in your life, as long as you continue to submit to God and put God first, things will change. But God loves you, and so do I. And you guys have a blessed night.